Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yo, Monday.
Yeah, it is.
I know. Hey, but here's the big news this morning.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning, you got to wake up early. I'd do an extra 20 minutes early to get in because, can you believe it already? School's starting.
In Greenville County. It's already starting in Anderson County today.
Oh, is it today in Anderson County?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We've always got to do something different.
Yes, you do. And so I will make mental note to self, do not go to Anderson County today.
Yeah, especially this morning.
I know. Yeah. This morning it's going to be nuts. Yeah. So tomorrow, school starting, for the kiddos.
And Spartanburg County, too.
Yeah. So their roads are going to be nuts. And a lot of parents drive the kids the first week. So traffic is even worse that first week, week and a half, than it is going to be the rest of the year. But if you're driving tomorrow and you're like, what the heck? Yeah, school's back. Yeah. So that happens so fast. The summer just flew.
Yep.
So, and so did the weekend at my house. It's been crazy running around buying last minute stuff, school supplies, all of that, clothes, shoes.
Yep.
You know how it is.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, going back. So expensive. So anyway, yeah, big weekend. It was a good weekend too for the station. In particular for our show, for this show. You are talking to the South Carolina Radio Morning Show broadcast personality of the year.
Congratulations.
Right? We won it.
Well deserved.
Thrilled for that. I'm going to brag a little bit, but we've worked hard. We earn it. So, and to win that, we had to beat out every other morning show in the state. We did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's big thanks too, to producer Chris, who put the entry together. I did not do it. He did an amazing job with that. So thank you, Chris, for that. And of course, your role every day in making the show sound amazing.
Quite welcome. Also, you won a second award, News Talk Show of the Year.
Yeah.
Which is a new category this year.
Which is cool. So it was cool to win it the first time.
Yeah, you were the inaugural winner of that award.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I didn't even realize that. I didn't realize I was inaugural and all. That sounds important.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
That's why I said it.
You have set the standard.
Yeah. It was a big award ceremony, and Chris and Lonzo killed me. It had a Paris theme. The South Carolina Broadcasters Association has a different theme every year. So it was a Paris theme this year. And he and Lonzo came dressed as mimes.
Yes.
Not memes.
No.
The children are like, what? Mimes? What's a mime?
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's not a meme. It's a mime. They came dressed as mimes. And so we Chris and I went up to get both of the awards for the show. And people were like, speech. Well, they stayed. You guys, I couldn't believe you stayed in character the whole time.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
I thought that would last like 5 minutes. But
no.
So Chris just goes up there and mouths a speech, but doesn't actually say anything. It was hilarious. So,
thank you. It was I don't want to claim too much, but I would think it's fair to say that Lonzo and I stole the show that night. Everybody was looking at us.
They were.
People wanted pictures with us. It was a great costume. We were a little worried that somebody else might have had the idea, and nobody did. Nobody committed like that.
They may have had the idea, Chris, but
we had full mime costumes. I mean, makeup and everything, the shirts, the suspenders. We looked the part. Yeah, it was great.
Pictures are available on Facebook, and the YouTube video is also available.
Yeah. And you dressed very French as well, you and Lonzo. So the thing with the South Carolina Broadcasters Association Awards every year is that people, and literally somebody at the table sitting next to me was like, Lonzo's not here yet, because everybody's waiting to see how Lonzo dressed in particular, because he goes all out every year.
Yeah.
So, and this year was no exception.
And I got to give him credit. That was his idea.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, we were talking about it, and he had this light bulb moment. I saw the idea come into his mind, and he said, you know what we ought to do? And I said, oh, gosh, that's brilliant. But yes, we have to. Now that you've had the idea, we can't not do that.
And so history was made once again at the South Carolina Broadcasters Association meeting.
Our mark on the industry.
Yes, and making our mark
also,
on the industry.
Also, we should note, congratulations to Hawk and Tom. They were the award of merit in the morning show category.
Runner-up.
And so, both of those trophies were coming here regardless of which way it went. Yeah. But Tara was the star award winner there.
But, yeah. And then, Chris, you also got an award for Focus on the Upstate,
yes,
the public affairs program.
Focus on the Upstate, which runs on our sister stations, yeah. ESPN Upstate, Classic Rock 101.1 and 93.3 The Planet, and is the source of the audio from the cover story that ran last week.
Exactly. Very, very true. And then also several of our production folks, in other words, the folks who make the commercials, yeah, and also the promotional announcement that you hear, won numerous awards.
Yeah, we brought home roughly a dozen awards, yeah, of, you know, all told. There's a picture of our general manager, Steve Sinicropi, holding all of them.
He's smiling.
he was very happy about that.
Yeah, Steve is one of the most competitive people I've, yes, ever met. And he said right before he took that picture, he said, we got to get this picture for the enemy. That's what I'm like, who is the enemy exactly? But
anybody,
yeah,
we have to sell against.
Exactly. That's the enemy. So anyway, but it was a great weekend. Good weekend. Had by all, and in a great weekend for the station.
The imaging will be coming, so you'll,
yes,
see, you'll hear new liners soon enough, oh, yeah, that tout Tara as morning show of the year and news talk show of the year.
Yeah. So super excited about all of that. Winning kudos just confirms, you know, what we do here every morning and all day long on this station. This station is, you know, really has its place and its weight in South Carolina now. And that's really something that has been built over the last decade. I mean, a lot of these stations that we are up against, I mean, we're relatively new to the FM band compared to those stations. So to have for the station to, you know, to have made its transition from AM to FM so successfully and to completely dominate the way that we have, not just this year, but in the last few years, you know, at the state level is just, it's really a credit to the whole team here, and there is a big team here. Mark Hendricks is, you know, when you think of what the station sounds like and that unique sound that is across the station, that's Mark Hendricks. He's, and it's kind of funny, Lee, because I listen to talk radio all over the country, right? Because I always, yeah, want to know what other people are doing. What did I miss? Mm-hmm. Was there a better way to frame that? And I study it as a medium, and I swear talk radio across the country, the other stations sound geriatric.
Yeah.
It's, well, it's fine. What were the old guys listening to back, yep, in the 80s? We'll play some of that. And, you know, Mark Hendricks is a rock and roll guy. He's not a news,
yeah,
talk guy.
Yeah. And he's
and he's had to learn politics in news talk.
And he's learned it well. But the thing
and he has, but we sound like a rock station.
That's exactly the point I was going to,
yes,
make, is that I told Mark before,
it,
this is a news talk station that sounds like a rock station.
Yes, which I love. I love the, yes, energy. I think that we should aim for the youthful side of talk radio. Just because that's who we want to capture. That's the future for the country and the audience.
At least the active listeners. I mean, the folks who are, you know, out there making things happen, and that's what our listeners do on a daily basis. They are entrepreneurs. They are doctors, lawyers, professors, working class people, everybody, and they are the active people out there, and that's why it's an active-sounding station, and that's why it's an important radio station that gets results for its advertisers.
Yeah, and I don't like to assume that, like, everybody who listens to this station is a 65-year-old white guy, because it's just
not true.
It's absolutely not the case,
not
and a lot of radio programming across the country sounds like that.
And you don't have to sound old to talk about politics in this country.
Absolutely not, because a lot of our listeners aren't old,
yes,
and they're not white. Many of them, and you know, we have many listeners who aren't straight. I mean, this is a surprisingly
diverse
audience,
yep,
and that's why I spend so much time trying to talk to everybody, because I think we have one thing in common as a people, and it's the most important thing, and that is individual freedom. I mean, that's what undergirds the station and, yep, our philosophy here and the way in our take on the news.
Freedom and liberty for all.
Freedom and liberty for all, and that means everybody, because if nobody's free, if one person isn't free, by God, we're not all free.
That's right.
So there we go. So anyway, great weekend for the station. And we do have, if you want to watch us get the awards, you can see Chris's great costume. I did not dress up, but Chris did. You can check that out on the 106.3 WORD Facebook page.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Like I said, where to begin today? OMG. It's amazing what happens in a weekend now. Used to take this. This would be a cut. My stack today looks like what a couple weeks worth of talk radio prep used to look like. Folks, we are on a high-speed collision course to what I don't know, but it's speeding up. I can just tell by the size of my show stack and how stressed I am on Sundays now. And it's a battle. It used to be like, okay, what am I going to fill the show with? How can I fill the show up? 4 hours is a lot. Now, it's okay, what can I get away with leaving out so I can cram the most in? That's where we are right now. Here's the first big story today. Trump won the NFL battle. He won the kneeling battle. It's over. And he won. Nobody's going to tell you that, or nobody's going to tell you this story that way, but that's what happened. Did you see what happened over the weekend? The NFL finally did what it should have done out the gate. Would have stopped the double-digit television rating decline that they got over a couple years out of the kneeling. Yeah, it's been 3 years since that started. They drop-kicked Colin Kaepernick. They drop-kicked Colin Kaepernick. Now, how do you drop-kick Colin Kaepernick? How do you do that? You hire somebody bigger from outside the NFL who's got street cred. And they did. They hired Jay-Z to drop-kick Kaepernick. And he did it in less than 30 seconds. Yeah, it was the shot heard around the social justice world. Here's Jay-Z definitively putting, Jay-Z is a rapper and a media mogul, ultra wealthy and extremely successful individual who happens to be black. Jay-Z put the end to kneeling with this.
I think we've passed kneeling. Yeah, I think it's time to go into actionable items. So what are we gonna do? You know what I'm saying? So reach millions and millions of people, and or we get stuck on Colin not having a job.
What are we going to do? Reach millions and millions of people, and all we get stuck on is Colin not having a job? Cha-ching. Boom. It was always about him. Jay-Z just slapped him across the face. He did. Ooh. Okay, I got to set the scene for you. Jay-Z's sitting there with Roger Goodell, head of the NFL. They've hired him. We don't know for how much. I bet it's a lot. Sell out like that, Jay-Z, man, are you kidding me? Millions. But what he just said was true. This was never about social justice. It was always about Kaepernick. Kaepernick, whatever. I don't care how he says his name. It was always about him. Okay. Well, the girlfriend, guy can't even stick up for himself. Got to send the girlfriend out there. Colin Kaepernick's girlfriend goes out there, and she's mad, and he's speaking out against Jay-Z over the weekend, telling everybody ignore Jay-Z. But that's hypocritical because do you remember Colin Kaepernick wants to come back to the NFL? He has for a long time, and so he had the court settlement and did all that. Do you remember what he said when he started shopping to get back in the NFL again? Oh, if I come back, I'm not going to kneel. No, it's over. So for him to criticize Jay-Z for saying the kneeling's over is hypocrisy at its height. It's ridiculous. And you know what? If the whole thing was about cops are bad, they're racist, they hate everybody, then Kaepernick would not have settled his civil suit in a closed case and walked off with the money. He wouldn't have done that. He would have fought for social justice. He didn't. It was always about him. And Jay-Z nails his rear end to the wall with this. This is so true.
I think we've passed kneeling. Yeah, I think it's time to go into actionable items. So what are we going to do? You know what I'm saying? So reach millions and millions of people, and or we get stuck on Colin not having a job.
All right, so Jay-Z's got this, like, social justice, we hate the cops group. So that's what the NFL's buying here. And it's called ROC, R-O-C. And it's going to, they're buying, they're going to work with them on, you know, straighten the cops out. Beating the racism out of them or whatever it is that they do. But the bottom line here is, let me explain to you what the bottom line is, what just happened here. Trump stood up to the NFL. The media flogged him for it. 64% of the American population, when polled, went with Trump. The television ratings went down by double digits over a couple of years. The NFL learned its lesson. And we learned our lesson, too. You know what? We are the majority. The normals in this, I'm not talking about conservatives, the normals in this country are the majority. They attempt to fool us into thinking we are not in order to shut us up. When we open our mouths and close our pocketbooks, we have an effect. Folks, had Donald J. Trump never been elected, there would be no anthem, not just the NFL. No. There'd be no anthem anywhere anymore in sports. It would have been stripped out of most high schools as too racist. The flag would have fallen with it. You weren't going to see the flag. You weren't going to hear the anthem. It was going to be, they would have won, but for Donald J. Trump. And everyone, I spent so much time telling you what they were about here, because why do they want to flip? Why do they want to get rid of the flag? Why do they want to get rid of the anthem? Because if those things have to go and cannot be heard publicly because they are racist, then that means the Constitution has to go, and so does the Bill of Rights, and that is their ultimate goal. By the way, they've now told us this in writing, straight from the lips of the editor of the New York Times. What? You are not going to believe this, folks. The New York Times has set a new goal. They are going to rewrite the history of the founding. I mean, this is ambitious. They're going to rewrite the history of the founding, complete with a new founding date for the country. That's up next. Why are they having to do this? Because Trump won. Trump won. They had to hire Jay-Z to clean up the mess and declare the kneeling was over. So good for the commander in chief. All right, to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go, 71307, where some folks are throwing me some shade. Texter writes, this is Veronica, based on the anti-police stuff Jay-Z's wife has put out, that's Beyonce is Jay-Z's wife. Yeah, she's a hater. I don't find the news exciting, so says Veronica. Well, you know, I love you, Veronica, but I have to tell you, I disagree with you on this. It is so much more powerful because his wife is Jay-Z. We don't agree with what she does. I mean, this is a woman who did a video on top of a flooded police car, with the implication being that the officer had been swept away and that was a good thing. Okay, this is the heart of the hate on the left. The absolute racist hate against police officers for no good reason and based on statistics that really show that shootings of unarmed males are extremely rare, but when they happen, more whites are killed than blacks in this country. So for Jay-Z to be the one that comes out and says, knock it off, that's a big deal. I mean, just to give you some idea, remember Jay-Z was invited to perform at the Super Bowl and turned it down because the NFL didn't get it about cops? And now the NFL has managed to hire Jay-Z to kill off the Kaepernick era of kneeling. I can't imagine what they paid for that. If I were Jay-Z, man, I wouldn't do it for less than 10 mil. I wouldn't. There's just no way. I mean, you could get that out of the NFL. This is how bad Trump hurt them when he hit them back. Which brings me to my next comment. I don't know what's up with y'all. Just generally disgruntled this morning. Texter writes, throwing some shade at me, so the TV rating for the NFL will go back up quite a bit this fall. He's responding to me saying that Trump won this one. He did. He absolutely did. He decimated them. So the TV rating for the NFL will go back up quite a bit this fall. Then the kneeling has been over ever since Trump shut up about it. No. See, this is exactly what I got during the whole kneeling. Just shut up. That's just cultural stuff. We don't need to do it. Let's talk about the debt. That's how we lose. That's how we wake up in America and find out we can't display the flag, we can't sing the anthem because they have been dubbed racist. Oh, and by the way, the Bill of Rights and the Founding have been stripped from our history books. They do these things in steps. That's where they were going. I spent a ton of time because I understood that. Let's look at how this would have gone without Trump. In other words, in the old world, in the old way it used to be before Trump, when Republicans would have been like, meekly, oh, yeah, no, we totally realize that the anthem is racist. We hate cops too. Yeah. We hate cops just as much as the Democrats. Vote for us. I mean, that was the thing. And so that's why, that mentality was why Roger Goodell and the NFL thought the course of least resistance, thought the best way to deal with this would be to go along with the kneelers. I mean, when you got the owner of the Dallas Cowboys out there holding hands with the kneelers, man, they're scared to death because there was never a pushback from us. They didn't think we'd have their back. They didn't think the normals would have anything to say. And for the first time ever in the cultural wars, in my lifetime, somebody pushed back in a major way. And you know what happened? Something that had never happened before. We won. We won. Folks, we could do this on any issue. The normals could speak up. We are again and again. I have exhaustively explained to you with poll after poll after poll after poll after poll. We are the majority. The normals are the majority in this country. We have no reason to cower and fear and shut up. We have every reason to fight. And when we do, we will win. We will win in the court of public opinion every time. And we will determine what the culture is, as the majority should. As the majority should. So just shut up about it. No, that's how we lost. That's how we lost. And Trump inherently gets this. We won this because of him. I mean, when it comes down, the NFL had to hire Jay-Z to tell the kneelers, it's over. We're done here. And you cannot send Goodell out there to do that. You can't send a white guy out there to do it. You can't even send a black guy out there who works for the NFL. You got to bring in somebody from outside, somebody who hates you. Somebody who has a wife like Beyonce who thinks it's really cool when cops die. You have to bring in somebody like that. We won. And at very little cost. Well, how many tweets by Trump was the NFL thing? I don't know. A couple dozen? What? Imagine what we could do if Trump didn't fight alone. If the rest of the GOP leadership would back him two or three times a year. Texter writes, do you include Donald Trump in the category you've referred to as the normals? Was this a trick question? Of course I do. Donald Trump's not a radical. He's a moderate. Politically. Texter writes, the whole Jay-Z and Cappy deal is no big deal. Trump won that the minute he talked about it years ago. No, he didn't. Was still up in the air. No. What was the coverage all season? Will they kneel? Will they not kneel? Who cares? You want to say Trump won? I'm sorry. Did you miss Team USA soccer team? Did you miss that? You must have missed that. It was still going. It's not going anymore. Jay-Z just declared it over. We win. We must get the message here. We must learn the lesson. We have to fight this. We have to fight this.
Russia failed. Right. Racism failed. Let's try recession. And this is where we are now. But this is nothing new. They have been predicting a recession since before President Trump was even elected. Right. And you'll remember the suits and geniuses out there, all of the economic geniuses, one over at MIT even said, if Trump wins the election, the stock market's going to crash. Well, that didn't happen. So again, we're on to another fear tactic in a hope to suppress support for President Trump. It's not going to happen because the rumors of Trump's demise are always exaggerated. And we know this because consumer spending is up, unemployment is down. Those are the types of things that voters vote on, not this arbitrary yield curve theory everyone's talking about.
There we go. Meanwhile, how's that whole racism thing working out? They tried three R's. They tried Russia. That didn't work. I disagree with her. By the way, that was Katrina Pearson, the Trump campaign spokesperson for his 2016 election. Yeah, they're still on the racism thing. In fact, we're going to talk about this coming up in the next segment. The New York Times has pre-planned its next 2 years of coverage. Okay, that's not reporting. When you pre-plan that you are going to use the theme of racism in every story somehow that concerns Trump, that's not reporting. Reporting is where you reflect what's going on in the world. I learned that when I got my journalism degree from UNC Chapel Hill. You reflect what is going on in the world. You are like a mirror. You reflect it back. That's not journalism. You don't pre-plan what the story is. That's propaganda. I mean, Stalin would have recognized exactly what this is. The New York Times editor saying our next 2 years are going to be focused on racism. Well, how do you know that? I mean, how do you know there's going to be racism? Well, if there's not, we're going to make it up. He didn't say that, but that's the case. So how's that going for him? Russia failed spectacularly. So now they're on to racism? Not so good. Liberal pollster Jonathan Zogby just put out an alarming Zogby analytics poll, alarming for the left. Listen to this. You would think, okay, to listen to the media, you would think Trump, I mean, man, he's falling apart right now. It's almost over. His white supremacy has been exposed. By the way, we're about to have a recession. Plus, he's still probably a Russian stooge. Yeah, it's over. Okay. Zogby's polls tend to lean to the left, especially in their demographics and sampling. So Zogby had to figure out a way to explain why he's reporting this. Trump's approval up. It's at 51% after the last couple of months he's had. Remember the infestation with the rats and the whole nine yards, which they tried to say was racist, but it actually was about the rats. But I mean, no, he's like totally down with blacks and Hispanics, right? Because everybody knows he's a racist. Wait, what? In a liberal pollster's poll, Trump's up with blacks and Hispanics? Yeah. You know why? Because they're like they're human beings. We are all human being first, things first. Our wages are up 3.5%. There is a choice of jobs now. Black unemployment rate at a near 50-year low. Hispanic female unemployment rate, all-time low. I mean, if you're a white supremacist, he's doing pretty crappy. Now, here's the crazy part. Here's the crazy part. The numbers on blacks and Hispanics, they're going up. They're still trending up. By the way, do you know what is leading that trend? Why they like him so much? What policies of his are the most popular? The ones the media hates the most and tells us every day are racist. His immigration policies. He's putting Americans first. Americans get that. It doesn't matter what color their skin is or what language their family spoke when they were a kid. Trump inherently gets this. Listen to this. Here's what Zogby wrote in his analysis real quick. Race also played a factor in Trump's job approval rating going up. Hispanics this time around were much more likely to approve of his job performance, 49% approve. While the president also saw his numbers jump with African-Americans, 28% approve. Okay, folks, that sounds low if you don't know politics. If he were to get 28% of the African-American vote, no, let me cut. If he were to get a solid 18% of the African-American vote, it would decimate the Democrats. If he was to get 49% of the Hispanic vote, it's over. Lights out. Landslide. I mean, Hispanic approval for Republicans usually hovers in the low 20s. He's at 49% approve. Why? Because people get it's not racist when you want to secure the borders. They get that. They understand. Incredibly, they do.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.